You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and this is Around the Parishes, the programme where we go all over East Clare every week to find out what's going on in all the different areas. Today our focus is on Mount Shannon. I'm delighted to be joined in the line by our correspondent in Mount Shannon, Ursula Hogan. Ursula, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Ursula, just thinking, Easter is upon us.
Oh my God, it's upon us so fast, Jim, isn't it? Especially after St. Patrick's Day and, all the events that took place. So, all the kids are off, of course, and the sun is shining for the moment, in between the showers. And, of course, the hour is changing as well this weekend, Jim. Saturday night into Sunday morning at 1 o'clock. The clock is to be moved forward to 2 o'clock.
So we've an hour less in bed.
That's right. But it's the summertime, Jim.
Yeah.
And it's a good time to declutter the wardrobes and presses and things like that. And so maybe the children can give a hand too. With that in mind, the two local schools, Inishcaltra National School in Mount Shannon, will be having a clothes collection, and that will be on the Thursday of the 11th of April. Items accepted are clothes, pair of shoes, hats, scarves, bed linens, curtains, towels and handbags. The things I love to declutter myself. Items not accepted, toys, rugs, duvets and pillows. And the bags can be dropped off the school hall up to the Thursday the 11th.
Okay.
And the other school, Lack Eyelashes School, and they actually arranged a clothing collection for the Friday the 12th, so the day after. And it's all the same details. Their bags can be dropped off into the school shed at the side of the school near the car park anytime throughout Easter holidays and up to the morning of the 12th. So you can pass the word around to families and friends and neighbours and anybody who would like to declutter. They have two options. They can bring it to Mount Shannon or to Lack Isle.
Okay, and in both cases they'll be helping the local schools.
They will indeed, yes, because the funds go to the local schools, as you well know. Yeah.
There won't be a scrap of anything left after Easter in Mount Shannon or Whitegate, Ursula.
You'd hope not, Jim.
No.
All well.
Yeah.
All going well.
Oh, no. That's great. Anyway, so we hopefully those fundraising endeavours will be successful for both schools.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And the clothes and the good homes too, you know.
So, yes. Yeah. It's all good.
It's good clothing, yes, and paired shoes and that. Yeah, exactly.
I believe a new business has opened in Mount Shannon.
Yes, the artist Mel White. She's an artist, but she's also a wellness and beauty therapist. You probably know her yourself.
Yes, we have. She has been on the radio and also during the various Mount Shannon Arts events that took place last year. She introduced a number of them.
Yes, exactly. So she's recently opened her new Gaia Spa offering. And it's a selection of relaxation, body treatments. It's something to suit everybody. She's a beautiful place down on the shores of Loch Derg. She's also given 10% off for the first treatment as an opening offer. So she's actually good value anyway before she even does that, because I looked up the website and it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm a big lover of body treatments and massages and relaxation, Jim.
Yes.
So all good there.
Yes, good.
She does guided meditation and this with a blend of aromas to open and balance the chakras. If anybody who does massages will know, it's the energy centers of the body.
Yes.
So she does deep tissue massage on the back and spinal muscles. Hot stones are used to increase the circulation levels in the legs to prepare for reflexology. And Mel's chakra balancing oil, she's got special oils that were personalized for her by a lady called Rhea Higgins, who co-owns Beech Tree Wellness with her husband, Aaron, in East Clare.
Yes, they're up in Flagmount, I think, in that direction.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes, right. And they were creating special products and blends for her. She's conscious of the undisputed power of smell and the amazing ability of plants to heal on all levels.
Yes.
So on emotional, physical and spiritual levels. And she believes that the essential oils carries the energy of the plant from which it's from, and as a direct consequence, it affects different aspects of our whole life being.
Yes.
So, sounds excellent and sounds lovely. You can contact Mel on her email, and it's Gaia, spelled G-A-I-A.
Yes.
Pronounced Gaia.
Very
good. So it's Gaia Spa at lakeshoreexperiences.com, and her mobile number is 085-28-44-755. Or you can visit her Facebook page. Her appointments are 7 days a week until late, but she doesn't take walk-ins, so you have to book it.
Yes,
so,
yes.
It's good to invest in yourself sometimes, Jim.
Yes.
And, you know, we wish Mel the very best of luck in her new venture in Mount Shannon, so it's great to have her.
Absolutely. And someone who has contributed hugely since she came to the area, particularly in the world of the arts.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic artist. Absolutely beautiful stuff.
Great stuff.
We've lots of artists around here, of course, needless to say.
Yes. And so, listen, I believe there's a GA fundraiser next weekend.
There is actually, the Whitegate GA are having a fundraiser in association with the Limerick Suicide Watch in memory of Michael, or Mikey Hines. And sure, Mikey always gave his best on the hurling field, no matter which team he was playing for. So they have different teams coming on the day. The teams are Whitegate GA Club, of course, Clare GA, the Scariff Community College, and the University of Limerick GA, all of which Michael was involved with.
Yes.
Yeah, it takes place on the grounds in Whitegate on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and that'll be Saturday the 6th. And refreshments will be served after the games in the clubhouse, and all proceeds will go to the Suicide Watch. Their website is LimerickSuicideWatch.ie. I looked them up, and I know my brother's involved as well, but they do really good work.
Yes.
They're out until the early morning hours, offering support to those who may be feeling low or in despair, offering help to anyone, to try and keep them safe.
Yes.
And they recommend that talking is good, and raising awareness can be the first step to prevent suicide. Keep an eye on your friends, family, neighbours living alone, and check up on them and let them know you care. They have a Limerick Suicide Watch app as well, and that's a free one on the website. If you just look up the website, limericksuicidewatch.ie.
Lovely.
And they also have their number is 061-412-111, or you can just call the Samaritans themselves on 116-123. Also, Pieta House is also recommended, 1800-247-247. So, a lot of people giving us their time there around the bridges, around Limerick, and checking out to make sure people are safe. And
I know, yes. Yeah, they do great work.
They really do great work, and it's tough work, and I'm sure it's emotionally tough for them as well.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the volunteers, it's not easy to try and talk somebody down.
No.
But fair play to them.
Well, listen, we wish every success to the fundraiser next week, and it's a great thing to see, and a very worthwhile project to get involved in. So we wish them all the best.
And I'm sure it'll be a lovely, happy day in memory of Michael.
Of Michael, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Ursula, changes in mass times in the parish.
Yes, just in Whitegate, actually. There was a recent parish council meeting, and they decided they'd bring the Whitegate Sunday Mass time, which was on at 11 o'clock, back to 10 o'clock, starting on the 14th of April.
Yes.
And just the trial for the summer months until October.
Yes.
And they're hoping that it'll facilitate. There's a lot of people who go to a lot of sporting activities, matches and everything, on Sundays, and they hope that, you know, with this time change, it'll help them.
Yes.
To be able to get to Mass and yet carry on then to wherever they're going for the sport. So hopefully the Mass scores aren't inconvenienced, but it's on a trial run and see how it works.
I know.
It'll be 10 o'clock Mass in Whitegate starting on the 14th of April, just as a trial run anyway, and see how that goes.
See how it goes, 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Okay, Ursula, listen, that's brilliant, and great to talk to you, and loads happening in the parish as well, which is great to see, and we look forward to talking to you again in the coming weeks with what's going on in your area of Mount Shannon.
And we'd just like to wish everyone a very happy Easter and safe journey to everyone who's travelling home or abroad this Easter. And of course, Jim, we can't forget our young listeners, and we hope that the Easter Bunny comes to them.
Yes.
And it's
maybe not just the young listeners.
Oh, you want the Easter Bunny to come to you too, Jim, is it?
Yes, I would look forward to it greatly.
Oh, your grandchildren, Jim.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Ursula. Many thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Right, so cheers. God bless now. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
To get off the darkest ground, the gravity pulls you straight down. Earth from a bird's eye view, you should grow feathers and see this too.